Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been taking a look at spiritual tests. Every single believer faces spiritual tests as they progress through their Christian lives. Every test given by a teacher or an instructor has a singular purpose, to determine whether the student has progressed in grasping the knowledge, the information being presented by the teacher. Has the student grown in their knowledge? Have they matured in their knowledge of the subject matter? God allows spiritual tests to come our way for the same purpose, to show us where we are along the pathway of growth in spiritual things. God does not test us to see us fail. Instead, He tests us to reveal to us where we are, spiritually speaking. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, we find a fascinating scripture that reveals that God tested the Israelites when they entered the wilderness after coming out of the land of Egypt. They had crossed that Red Sea by miraculous intervention of God, watching their enemies drowned behind them in the sea and coming out on the other side victorious and without enemies chasing them because of God's hand that was with them. And it says in Deuteronomy 8:2, "And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." This very clearly shows us that the Israelites' time in the wilderness was an obedience test. It says, God led you to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Was it because God didn't know what they would do? Certainly not. God knew what they would do because he's God, omniscient or all-knowing. He knows the future, but he wanted to show what was in their heart to them. And so it is with us. In the case of the wilderness, that trek in the wilderness to the promised land should have only taken a period of less than 2 weeks. Instead, it took 40 years before they would reach that place where they could look over the promised land and then enter in. But God tested them in that wilderness trek to see what was in their heart, whether they would obey his commands or not. Every single believer faces the obedience test. And God's word is full of commands for our lives, specifically to love God and to love our neighbor as ourself, and that all of the law and commandments hangs on those two, though they take many forms in our lives. How have you done in the obedience tests that you have faced so far in your Christian walk? We know that throughout the Word of God, we can look and see examples where God gave commands or instructions to his people, and they had the choice to obey or not obey. They were confronted with the obedience test. Joshua, who took over as leader at the death of Moses, was immediately confronted with the obedience test. It says in Joshua chapter 6, the first 3 verses, "Now Jericho was shut up securely because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. Now Joshua was confronted with a severe obedience test. He was facing a city that was heavily walled, heavily armed with armed men on the wall. And here God was giving him the most odd instructions for battle. On this side of it, we can see the great victory that Joshua had, the walls coming down, the miracle of it, how they totally plundered the city. But from Joshua's standpoint, he's looking at the city, and God is giving him the strangest word, commandment, he had ever heard. Go march around the city and don't say a word. Do it for 6 days, and on the seventh day, march around 7 times and blow the horns, and then the walls will come down. It had to be a challenge to Joshua as to whether or not he would obey God's very strange command. But Joshua passed the obedience test. He didn't question God's ways, which is oftentimes a snare for many believers. God gives an instruction, and then they immediately begin to dissect it and logically tear it apart, and then decide it doesn't make sense, and then say it's not logical. That will cause you to fail the obedience test. Joshua simply heard the word of the Lord, understood what the instruction was, and obeyed without questioning it. When we begin to question God's word, well, maybe he doesn't really mean that. Maybe God doesn't really want me to do that. Maybe that's not for today. We immediately fail the obedience test. God shows you a word, a command that you need to obey, and you begin to fall into that trap of questioning and trying to understand it with your human understanding, you'll fail the obedience test. And not only that, you'll most likely be missing an opportunity to see God intervene in a dramatic way in your life. Had Joshua not obeyed, he would have never seen this miraculous victory, where the walls of a city came crashing down at the word of the Lord and nothing else. It certainly wasn't because of their strength or anything they did, anything militarily accomplished. It was simply because of their obedience that they saw the divine intervention of God. When God calls you to obey a certain thing that may not look like it makes any sense to you, understand God will undertake for you. If you will do the obedience part, God will do the miraculous part. God wants you to pass the obedience test. We can also look at Scripture and find places where people did not pass the obedience test. When Samuel was the king of Israel, the first king, he was given a specific instruction from God. He was told to go to Amalek and destroy that wicked city and not spare anything there, not man or beast, to kill everything in this city. So Saul gathered up the people. He went in. He took 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men of Judah, and they attacked the city. Well, so far so good in the obedience test. The only problem was Saul did not perfectly obey. He didn't completely obey. He only partially obeyed. He allowed the king of Amalek to live, and he also did not kill all of the animals, but instead he took the best of the sheep and the oxen in direct disobedience to God's word to utterly destroy all of Amalek. As a result of his disobedience, his failure to pass the obedience test, Saul forfeited his position in God's eyes as leader of Israel. It says, through the prophet Samuel, he was told that that day the kingdom was torn away from him and given to a man who was better than him, which was David, the shepherd boy, who would eventually become the king. God wants us to pass the obedience test. We must pass the test through complete obedience, not partial obedience, and not even delayed obedience. Instant obedience is the only kind of obedience there is. It has been said, delayed obedience is disobedience. God wants us to pass the obedience test. When we do, His grace is poured out. When we do, His divine intervention shows up. When we do, God intervenes for us, just like He did for Joshua at Jericho. But when we fail the obedience test, we can miss the blessing, miss the opportunity God has, and miss the divine intervention God intended for us. But the good news is, if you have failed the obedience test in the past, God will allow a retest. You'll get another opportunity to obey God in another area of your life. So if you feel like you failed, take heart. First, confess your disobedience as sin to God. Let Him cleanse you from it. And then be on the watch for another obedience test that will be coming your way. And then ask God for the grace to obey Him, and you will see the intervention of God in your life. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with Him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781 USA. In the United States, you can call us toll free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.